Chapter 9. Lexi slipped into her chair, delicately balancing a chocolate croissant in one hand and a caramel latte in the other. She glanced around the room in the contemporary-style cafe, noting the modern purple and green colors, comfortable booth seating, and scrolly architecture design. Maybe she should get more comfortable chairs for the cup and cake? A heavy sigh escaped her lips at the thought of her bakery, wondering how long it would be until she could open it again, and if being closed would hurt business. Having to buy all new ingredients wasn't helping her bank account any. She felt a rush of anger at the police department. "Why so glum?" Cassie slid into the other side of the booth. "Oh, I was just thinking about the bakery and wondering when we can open again," Lexi said, her heart feeling a slight squeeze at her predicament. Cassie nodded in sympathy, dipping her tea bag into a steaming cup of water.
"Maybe what I found out from Tom McGraw will cheer you up then."
Lexi raised her eyebrows. "You talked to him? What did he say?"
"He said Kevin had been acting a little cagey lately, withdrawn. He also said it looked like Kevin had come into some money, but he was keeping pretty quiet about it."
"Really? That's interesting, because last night Jack said they thought Kevin might have been involved in some sort of blackmail scheme." Lexi thought back to the previous night, feeling her cheeks grow hot at the memory of Jack's kiss.
"Jack?"
Cassie raised a pierced eyebrow. "Detective Perillo. I saw him at the wake and then talked to him after."
"Oh, that hunky detective who came to the bakery?"
Cassie's eyes narrowed.
"Wait a minute. You're being kind of cagey yourself. What's going on?"
Lexi rolled her eyes. Her old friend could always tell when she was trying to hide something from her.
"There's nothing going on. I saw him at the wake and we grabbed a burger. Did I mention he's also my neighbor?"
"He is. You forgot to mention that."
"So, have you known him long? You never said anything about him before."
Lexi saw Cassie's mouth form a smirk. She knew her friend was picturing a romance between Lexi and Jack.
"No, actually, I met him the night before he came to the bakery. I saw him at the wake and took my opportunity to get information from him," Lexi said nonchalantly, purposely leaving out the part about the kiss.
"Anyway, I think he has a girlfriend."
"Oh, too bad. All the good ones seem to be taken," Cassie said with a sigh.
"So, anyway, did you find out anything at the wake?"
Lexi told Cassie about what she had learned. How Jason said Kevin had mentioned her. How the woman with the expensive red shoes had been bawling her eyes out. And the warning from the disheveled man. When she got to the last part, she saw Cassie's eyes widen and heard her take a sharp breath.
"Oh, Lexi, you better be careful.
Maybe looking into this stuff isn't such a good idea," Cassie said, concern softening her jet-black eyes.
"Oh, I'll be careful." Lexi's heart warmed at her friend's care. She didn't want her to worry. Even though Cassie looked tough on the outside, she was a marshmallow on the inside.
"Besides, once the bakery is opened, I can just drop the whole thing. That's all I really care about."
"Speaking of which," Lexi added, "can you remember who might have bought cupcake tops the day Kevin died? The murderer must have come into the shop to buy the cupcake tops, or sent someone in to get them." Both girls were silent for a few minutes, trying to remember.
"It's so hard to remember," Cassie said. "Every day seems to just blend into each other. I know we have the regulars, but I don't remember anyone who would stand out. Wait, I do remember someone who seemed a little off. He smelled like booze and looked a little grungy. I remember wondering why someone like that would want cupcakes."
Lexi thought back to the man at the wake. He had smelled like booze.
"The man who threatened me at the wake smelled like booze. I also remember seeing someone with expensive shoes come in, but I can't remember what day. I didn't get a good look at her, though. I was too busy admiring the shoes. I guess that's not much to go on either way, Lexi said, feeling disappointment settle in her stomach like a heavy brick. She shoved the last piece of croissant in her mouth. I guess we should get going. I need to get to the bakery and accept the deliveries so we can restock the pantry. Nan's called. She wants me to come over later to update the ladies on our progress, she said with a wry smile. Lexi felt like they hadn't made much progress at all. Sure, they had a few clues, but Lexi didn't feel like they were getting any closer to finding the killer or getting her bakery open. She felt anxious and scared. She looked forward to meeting with Nan's later that day. Maybe the Ladies' Detective Club would have made better progress than her and Cassie.